Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Yeah, thanks, intro lady. You're amazing. Yeah, what do you guys think? She's pretty good, huh? So, great intro. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to episode 6 of the Private Labeler Show. My name is Nick, and super fired up and super ready to get you motivated to take action on your Amazon business. Just a quick overview of what episode 6 is going to be about. At this point, your merchandise should be started started being completed by your supplier, starting being produced. And a lot of times people say, well, what the heck should I be doing for that, you know, 3 weeks to a month or more that it's going to take them to kind of make things and all that good stuff and ship it to me and, you know, so on and so forth. So that's what this episode is going to cover, just some tidbits of what you should be doing, like setting up your listing, fine-tuning your listing, talking about photography, talking about keywords, just all those things that you can take care of while your supplier is starting the process of creating your private label product. So, but before we get into that, just want to cover some house notes here, guys. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please head to privatelabelershow.com and subscribe to the show. I'll just notify you anytime I have a new episode coming out. And if you are a iTunes or Stitcher or YouTube fanatic, you can also find the show there. Please subscribe and leave a comment or a review. I would greatly appreciate that. That'd be awesome of you. Big thumbs up and a gold star for you if you do that. And also, check out the guide for how to pick a private label product on privatelabelershow.com. You'll see a tab for that. So check that guide out, download it. Might help you out if you haven't yet jumped into the ring of Amazon FBA yet. So there'll be a little tool for you to use, created for you. So check it out. And finally, check out the Facebook Mastermind group. If you are not yet a member, please join. We'd love to have you in the group. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to answer your questions if you have anything. So go to privatelabelershow.com, click on the button for the Facebook group, and join. Join the community of people just like you. So if this is the first time you are listening to the podcast, I've dedicated 2016 to help 1,000 entrepreneurs quit their jobs, their crummy jobs that they hate, and start an Amazon business. So kind of have a fun fact for you guys in relation to that. If you are on the fence about quitting your job, you know, starting an online business of any sorts, this fact that I just read should get you all hot and bothered, all right? Because it got me all hot and bothered. So check this out. So I read that the e-commerce industry, so people buying and selling things online, is expected to hit $1 trillion in revenue by the year 2020. So $1 trillion by 2020. That's freaking ridiculous. So I think it said that 2016, they're expecting between $400 and $500 billion. So you can see that the next coming years, the industry of e-commerce, things like Amazon, are just going to freaking explode. It's just going to go crazy. Do you want to be a part of that, or do you want to be a spectator? Do you want to be a consumer, or do you want to be somebody making money, creating an awesome business, an awesome lifestyle business, you know, something that's going to give you freedom, you know, something that you're extremely proud of, so that you can tell your boss, hey man, I've got bigger and better things in my future, and it doesn't include this cubicle or any of these people here. So start an Amazon business today if you have not yet already done so. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help you out with that. So it also did state that Amazon does plan on taking on FedEx and UPS in the near future. So they're throwing their hat in the logistical arena and doubling and tripling down on where they're already currently at. So in the future, they plan on competing with them. So just all exciting things going on with Amazon. Again, just can't say it enough. Just jump on this train right now if you have not yet jumped on. It's definitely going places. So fun little fact there for you. And also, If you are in the Miami area, Miami, Florida, or looking to go to an event or seminar this year to increase your knowledge of e-commerce, I'll be attending a e-commerce sellers summit in Miami, Florida, hosted by Steve Chu. So there's going to be a lot of Amazon sellers there, a lot of e-commerce sellers and entrepreneurs there. And thought I would go because I always like to keep educating myself and keep learning. I'd like to attend as many events as I can each year. So if you are interested, or maybe you're already going, I'd love to meet you there. Come say hello. Let me know if you're going. Let me know in the Facebook group. Maybe I'll say hello to you, hang out, shake your hand, so on and so forth. So, all right, let's get this party started. So all the episodes prior to this, we talked about kind of the basics of getting started, and your supplier at this point should be potentially starting on making your product or at least have you in queue. So a lot of times people ask, well, what the heck should I be doing? Do I just twiddle my thumbs for the next month? Well, no. I mean, you could, but it's probably not a good idea. So here's some basic things that you're going to want to make sure you have done. So number one, make sure that you have your Seller's Central account set up. So you're going to need to Google Amazon Seller Central if you haven't yet already. Find it. And again, I'll put the link below in this episode on the blog. So set up a Seller Central account. I'm not going to hold your hand on how to do that. So log in, create an account, do what you need to do there. Spend some time making sure you read everything so you understand, you know, Amazon's policies, terms, all that stuff. Make sure you know what you're signing up for. Some tax stuff on there. There's business related stuff. So, you know, I'm not your tax advisor, your business advisor by any means. So make sure you consult with anybody you need to consult with. But set up that Seller Central account. It is free to do so, but at a certain point, you're going to want to flip the switch to a professional seller's account, which I think is like a monthly fee of like $39.99. Again, it's a business expense, so you're going to eventually need a professional seller's account, but not necessarily right when you first get started. You can start out with the basic one if you want. But what you're going to do is after you set up that account, you're going to add a new product. So you don't have your product yet, but you can definitely get things started. So that's what I would advise you to do. So click around on there and you're going to see something called adding a product. And once you go to that add a product screen, you're going to fill in as much information in those boxes as you possibly can. Now, a filled out listing or a listing with, you know, as much information as possible is going to help Amazon figure out what the heck you're trying to sell. It's going to help customers find your product easier. But there are some blanks when you're setting up your product that you will never fill out or that you don't really need to. So when you're setting up your product for the first time, don't worry, you don't have to get everything right on the first fell swoop. You can always add later. But just kind of get it started, add a new product. And in order for you to do that, if you don't already have any, you're going to need some UPCs to activate a new listing. So you're thinking, well, where the heck do I get a UPC? Well, if you look at my resources page, I list a website that you can buy cheap UPCs at. I think it's like cheapupcbarcodes.com. So check out the resources on my site. It'll link you to that. But basically, you're going to buy some UPC barcodes. And I think you can buy like a 10-pack for like $20 or something like that, or something like maybe around that price range. But you're going to need that UPC barcode to activate a new listing for your product that you're creating. Now, that UPC barcode, you will really never need to use that again unless you plan on selling in a retail store, which might be a big picture plan for you. So just so you know, that's just to activate it. Now, sometimes people say, well, what's the difference between a UPC and this FN SKU thing I keep hearing about? Well, an FN SKU is something that Amazon has for their own types of like codes or way to code their own items and things like that. So they don't necessarily use your UPC. They use their FN SKU. Okay. And both have barcodes, but once you activate your listing, and you kind of go through the process of setting up your listing and starting to send inventory to Amazon, you'll be able to, access your FN SKU barcode. And again, that's how Amazon knows your product from the next product. Now, here's a little tip here for you. Amazon will put the FN SKU code on your products for you if you do not want to do that. So when you are shipping your product for the first time to your Amazon Fulfillment Center, when you get to that step, Amazon will do that for you, but they're going to charge you like 20 cents a unit, and they'll put the barcode on it that it requires. In my opinion, this is a business. I would rather save money. So when your supplier is creating your product, you can have them do it if you want, and you'd simply find your listing and your product in your listing. And there's, if you filter through some of the menus, you can get the FN SKU code printed up as like a PDF, and then essentially send that to your supplier and say, hey, can you guys put this on all the packages? So, you know, depending upon how your product's going to be packaged, you can have them put it on for you. They might do it for free. They might do it for less than Amazon. But if you really want to take things further, I would actually just have on your product packaging, I would have your FN SKU barcode put on your packaging. That's what I chose to do. That works best because that way you don't have to worry about it. So on one of my products, I have a insert card with a bunch of information on it for the customer and things like that. And I actually had my graphic designer just straight put up my FN SKU barcode on the insert card. And you could do that for exterior packaging, however you want to have it set up. So it's a lot of options there. So I sent them, or sent my designer the barcode and just had them put it on my insert card or packaging. And my supplier then prints that up appropriately. And packaging is going to be different per product. But yeah, that's just the way I did it. So that way I don't have to have Amazon do it for me and spend the 20 cents per unit to do it for me. So if you have questions about that, ask in the Facebook group. I know a lot of times people are confused about how that works, but that's what an FN SKU is. It needs to be on all packages so that Amazon can scan it in and out. So again, it's a little confusing, but it really isn't. So just ask away. Now, when you're setting up your listing, I did mention, you know, fill out as much of that listing as you possibly can, like the weight and just the descriptions and all that stuff. Like, you don't have to have things perfect, but just get things started. Just kind of go through casually and fill things out as you see or as you know, and, you know, maybe do it in a couple different sittings because it's a lot of information, but you can always update or change it later. So don't feel like you have to get it right the first time. So get your listing started. And then the second step, or interchangeably, you don't really have to do this as a second step, you're going to need to hire a photographer. So maybe you are a photographer. If you are, thumbs up to you, because this is going to be easy for you then. But like myself and like many people, we're not photographers. We don't even want to attempt to be a photographer. Images are extremely important, if you haven't realized by now. You're going to see some listings out there with just phenomenal pictures. Your goal is to look at your competitors' pictures and try to outdo them if possible. You never want to have poor quality pictures by any means. So you should be looking at hiring a photographer at this point. You can look on Upwork.com. You can look on Fiverr.com. You can look on Google. You can ask a friend, family, stranger, whatever. Just find somebody that is a professional photographer that understands how to shoot Amazon product images, or just product images in general. Maybe they have experience shooting for catalogs, whatever. You're not going to want to skimp on pictures and have poor quality pictures. So shooting them with your cell phone might not be a long-term solution for you. Amazon does have guidelines on pictures. Make sure you read and understand those. Like, for example, they want pictures shot with a white background. Sometimes you'll see competitors don't follow those guidelines. You'll see graphics all over their pictures. You'll see weird things going on. Just know that Amazon doesn't really police this too heavily, but I would just try to follow the guidelines with this as close as possible. Make sure that you're in compliance with what they expect. So pictures, extremely important. Now, here's how this kind of works. Your supplier, here's a little pro tip for you. Your supplier might actually have a photographer on site. So just ask them. Just say, hey, do you guys have a photographer on site that could shoot pictures of my product as it comes off of production? And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. Doesn't hurt to ask. And they might be willing to shoot pictures for you, okay? Now, the quality may vary a little bit. You may not be able to get the exact thing that you want, but at least it's something to get started so that you can upload them to your listings to at least have something there, okay? So ask your supplier if they're willing to do that for you. Now, here's what I did specifically. Like, my supplier supplied me with some images for one of my products, and they weren't the greatest, but they weren't really that bad. It was enough just to kind of get the listing started, just so I at least had something up there for the meantime. But what I did was I hired a photographer, and what I did was got their address, and I says, hey, I'm going to send you one of my products here, even though they weren't ready to be done or they weren't completed fully from the manufacturer, from the supplier. I simply just told the supplier, hey, as soon as the first one rolls off for production, can you send one to XYZ address? And they said, sure, absolutely. You just have to pay for the shipping. So even though they were still creating, all the rest of my order, I sent the one off over to my photographer so that they could at least get started on the photography. And I worked with that photographer, kind of told them exactly what I was looking for. I showed them some competitor images and says, hey, let's do better than this. And let's do, shoot this idea and that idea. And I think Amazon gives you like 7 or 8 images that you can upload per listing. And my recommendation is to use them all, of course. So you're going to want to have at least the minimum amount of pictures taken. I would do more so that way you can have extra and you can rotate new ones in as you see fit if you want to try different pictures. So I would at least get 10 pictures, 10 really good pictures taken, and make sure, again, they're super high quality, they're super high resolution, they're going to follow Amazon's guidelines, that they're edited, and the person that actually is taking these pictures is a professional and they know how to use the software and the hardware to create high quality images. You don't want to screw this up. You want to make sure that you hire a professional, you understand what they're doing, and they understand how to make your images look amazing. So that's just a little tip there for the photography, just to have your supplier send that over to them so that way they can get it started. Questions on that, just let me know. And then lastly, getting your listing started entails keywords, because your title and your description and your bullet points are going to need to have keywords in them. And they're going to need to be crafted so that it sells and it sounds good and all that stuff. And then your listing also, you get 5 boxes for back-end keywords. This is extremely important that you understand this stuff, okay? And although I'm not going to cover everything in detail right now, I'm kind of just glossing over it as a 101 phase. I'll probably do more podcasts or videos on keywords because it's that darn important. So where do you get keywords? How do you get them, online? Well, a couple different methods. The free methods would be looking at your competitors' listings. So look at like the top 2 or 3 competitors and just jot down or type in a spreadsheet some of the keywords that you notice that they're using. So if we're talking about, let's say, grill brush, like let's say that's the product that you're making, look at your top competitors that you've already studied and just read their listings and just jot down the keywords that they're using. So it might be wire brush, it might be grilling accessories, it might be premium grill brushes or whatever it might be. So just understand the general keywords that they're using and just start making a giant list. So go through them, dissect them, pull them apart, start building keywords, because you're going to use these keywords going forward all the time for different things. The next thing you can do is go to like merchantwords.com and Google Ad Planner, which I've already talked about these in past episodes, but in case you're not familiar, both are free and you can check out the links in my resources page to go right to them. So if you go to Merchant Words, you can type in your general keyword or your main keywords, and it'll give you big lists of related keywords that you can use for this process. So you can just copy those, paste those into a file. Also go to Google Ad Planner, type in your idea or your product or your general keyword, and it's going to give you a monster list of all related keywords for that for free. Okay, so you're going to want to compile this list of keywords because you're going to use them throughout your listing, in your title, in your back-end searchable keywords, you know, in your description, all that stuff. Now, just a general rule of thumb for your searchable keywords when you're setting up your listing, if you're not already familiar, that box or those five boxes are set up as broad match. Now, what that means is you don't need to enter the keywords in any specific order. They can kind of be wherever. So you don't necessarily have to say grill brush. You could put those in various orders, and Amazon's going to match those up in a broad search term to put those things together for you. So this is the rules of thumb. Don't use a comma in between. So type in grill, space, brush, space, and then your next keywords or whatever it might be. But just don't repeat keywords as well. So you don't need to type in the word grill constantly. You know, grill wire brush or whatever. If you do it once, it's fine. One time is fine. Also, try not to repeat keywords in your back-end searchable keywords that you also have in your title. So just a little tip there that in, you know, you don't need to have those keywords repeated like 1,000 times throughout the listing. That's not 100% necessary. Okay. So just be cautious of that. Don't over repeat keywords. And again, don't do commas. So the title, when you're setting up your title and your bullets and your description, again, I'm not going to go over all the details on that, but your title needs to obviously sell. It needs to sound good. It needs to be descriptive. It needs to know tell the customer what the heck the item is. But look at your competitors' titles, the top competitors, and start crafting title ideas based off of what they're doing. And just, you know, write out different titles. Try a bunch of different ones. And again, you're probably going to change these titles up every so often, so don't feel like this is set in stone by any means. But, you know, just get a feel for how to write the title based off what your competitors are doing. That's pretty much the easiest thing I could explain it as. Now, the listing itself, if you do not feel comfortable or confident or just have the time to kind of craft the listing itself, like your description, your title, your bullet points, all that stuff, and you want somebody else to do all this for you, you can look into a service or somebody or a freelancer to do this for you. So you can go on Upwork.com. You can go on Google. You can find people that create Amazon product listings, professional people that understand copy, professionals in that field, sales copy professionals. So a service that I've recommended before that I use is MarketingWords.com, and it's in my resources page, so you can take a look there. And basically, they specialize in a lot of different sales copy, but one of those things is understanding Amazon listings. So they are going to understand your product, and they're going to give you a questionnaire and basically ask you everything about your product and then craft a listing that sells. So they're going to give you some keywords to use. They're going to basically create everything for you so that you just copy and paste it into the backend setup for your listing. So if you want to save time, that's just something you can do. But again, that costs money. So that could be a worthwhile investment for you, because chances are their listing might sell or convert better than yours potentially, unless you're really experienced with this. So if their listing is converting at 15%, but the listing that you ultimately created only converts at like 8%, do the math. That listing that you paid them to create for you is converting at a higher rate. It's going to eventually pay for itself, you know, 10 times over time and be well worth the investment. So you don't have to do that. If you don't want to spend the money on it, that's fine. I would just advise you that if you're not that comfortable with this, you know, maybe you first just kind of feel it out and see how far you get along with it. But as you launch your product in the future, if you feel that you're losing money or you're leaving money on the table because your listing just isn't converting that well, then look into employing a professional sales copy freelancer or service or company that can do the work for you. So it's all about outsourcing and automation. You know, for running businesses, in my opinion, being an entrepreneur, you know, if you're not an expert at this and you don't ever intend on being an expert at sales copy, then just employ somebody if you have the money to do so. That's just kind of my opinion there. So basically, that's it. We talked about generally just how to set up your listing. We talked about UPC and FN SKUs. Talked about photography, kind of best practices there. A little bit about keywords, kind of getting your thing set up. So your product is in stages of being created. Make sure you're following up with, you know, your supplier at this point. Hopefully you have an inspection company by now. You're going to have time on your hands, so make sure you just use it wisely and get this listing set up. And again, don't worry if it's not perfect. You can always just add to it each day or each, a couple times a week if you want to sit down and kind of just start filling out some more of the information, whatever you have. And just a little reminder, you don't have to fill out every box in your listing. There's a lot of stuff that you may never need to fill out, okay? Usually Amazon put it like an asterisk on the things that they absolutely need that are critical. Obviously like the price and things like that and the title. So that's just kind of common sense stuff. So if you got questions about any of this, let me know. Throw it in the Facebook group. Send me an email, whatever it may be. Now, the next episode, we'll probably talk a little bit maybe more about keywords. But if you have something that you want covered, feel free to reach out and say, hey, can we cover this on a future podcast episode? I'd be more than happy to do so. So just kind of let me know what you're having problems with or you're struggling with, and we'll address it. So hopefully you got a little bit of value out of this. I enjoyed kind of just quickly going through some of these steps with you. I look forward to hearing from you. So make sure you leave a comment on the episode. Make sure you subscribe. Tell me what you think of the podcast. How can we improve it? I'd be loving your feedback. So until then, you have a terrific day, and I will talk to you later.